I think the issues that he had was reflected in change order number one. He says, I have no further comment and approve the agreement as to form.
And that was dated today's date?
May 2nd, 2024.
May 2nd, 2024.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just, so you guys know, I texted him. I said, you're good with it? He said, with change order number one, yes.
Okay.
So let's approve change order number one first and then approve the agreement.
I would entertain a motion at this time.
Sorry. Again, we technically don't have an agreement, so how do we need to approve the agreement? We awarded a bid. We did not approve an agreement.
I'm assuming that's what we're going to do right now.
But how do we change? How do we approve a change order without approving an agreement? We're not going to approve the agreement without change order.
Approve them together.
Yes, ma'am.
That was my point.
Yes.
To get there. So do we want to approve the agreement contingent upon the approval of only with them accepting change order number one? Because they haven't seen this yet, correct?
The contractor?
Correct.
They have seen this.
They've seen change order number one?
Yes.
Oh, they've seen it before us.
To make sure
she sent this down.
Yeah. To make sure that they have it. Because it contains language that changes the contract. It's contingent on your approval, clearly.
Move to approve the agreement between owner and contractor for construction contract, stipulated price, buy-in between Tana County and Hunter Chase & Associates, contingent upon the approval of change order number one. I guess the acceptance and approval of change order number one.
Yeah. So your motion has the acceptance of change order number one.
Mm-hmm.
With that, I second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Copy of the signed contract to me so I can register.
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next order of business is court orders and add-on report. With us this morning we have our Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good.
In your binders you have the add-on report first. So if you'd like to approve that first, please.
I move to enter into record the abatement and add-on report for April 2024 as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commission. You have one court order in your binder. It is one that was paid in Taney County and Christian County. So there is a request to refund the money.
Which would be handled through the erroneous assessment?
Yes.
Is there any questions?
No. Move to approve abatement number 300916.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. I have 9:34 a.m. We'll be in recess. We are agendized for Road and Bridge Roundtable in the Taney County Commission Conference Room.
When we go upstairs,
uh-huh.
We might, if Don Blue, accounts payable, brings in the letter. We
may go back. Yes. Yeah, we did specify that earlier that we may circle back.